WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to Gatwick Airport, crashing seconds after taking off in the Indian city of Ahmedabad. The neighborhood in flames earlier this morning. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney with more on the crash itself.
This was not a nosedive. This plane had just taken off. We've seen videos circulating on social media showing it almost looks like it's landing. It's coming down at roughly 500 feet per second on a glide scope, so not a nosedive. The landing gear was still down. This signifies some sort of loss of power. And of course, we now know that the captain did make some sort of a mayday call, but then that was it.
The plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and this, the first Dreamliner crash in history. There were 242 people on board at the time of the crash. Indian authorities are leading the investigation, but could reach out to the NTSB. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. They're back at it today. The Joint Finance Committee will be in session working on the state budget. Today, they've got some big ticket items on the agenda: school funding and shared revenue for municipalities. This includes the public school system and charter schools. This was one of the big sticking points between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in charge of the legislature, one of the reasons negotiations broke down. Evers says Republicans weren't willing to fund schools, universities, and childcare enough to keep them afloat. Republicans say the state can't afford what Evers wants. Today will be the first time we get a look at what Republicans are planning for the school system. And more than 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers who weren't wearing seatbelts. Lisa Hale reports.
The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 tickets during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing their seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round.
Meanwhile, more than 82,000 Wisconsinites have added emergency contact information to their DMV records through a new program. It was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. They can look up your license and find your emergency contacts really easily. And that contact info is only accessible to law enforcement. You can add your emergency contact on the Wisconsin DMV website. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won three Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of seven series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first two games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms, low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temp 62.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins. And then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner, Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The Pentagon's estimating that this National Guard stunt of his will cost at least $135 million. There's been so much misinformation, so much cherry picking when it comes to what they show on TV. I mean, if you turn on Fox News, you think LA was getting invaded by more aliens than the movie Mars Attacks. They're working so hard to make this seem like a lawless battleground. You guys are here in LA. Does it seem like a lawless battleground to you right now?
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel, doing better journalism than most journalism journalists in America right now. See, he's old like me, Bella. He uses the Mars Attacks thing instead of Scanners. And when you're talking about a head explodes thing.
Scanners is older than
Last
Mars
Attacks. Last of Us.
Yeah.
Scanners is older than Mars Attacks.
Oh, okay. But now we've graduated to Last of Us.
Yes.
Bella's.
Right. Yes.
Trying to give the show a vaginal.
Scanners was
a 80s. Vaginal rejuvenation.
Scanners was 80s.
Right.
Mars Attacks was 90s.
Got it.
And Last of Us is now.
Yeah.
Chris,
yes.
Who said the president of the United States has been tougher on Los Angeles than Russia? This is not a problem we had. It's a problem Trump made. He is purposely pitting Americans against each other to create protest porn for Fox News. Everyone was talking about Trump on the Epstein list and fighting with Elon. So what did he do? He manufactured a crisis. I thought the idea was to make America great. This is not great. Try to act like a president for once. Who said that?
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that was really horribly bad. Although, no, not a bad guess. That was Jimmy Kimmel, noted journalist Jimmy Kimmel.
My answer had layers.
It did. It was a layered. It was seven dips of wrong.
Sure.
All right.
That's what I aim for every day.
Thank you. Can I just say there is something about this timeline when seriously comedians are doing better journalism. Can I say something personally about Jimmy Kimmel? Mm-hmm. So I met him and Adam Carolla, you know, we've been in radio since
way back in the radio
Mesozoic
days.
Era. When he was, they were doing the Man Show, and
sure,
they were on K Rock. Remember when we were on?
Yeah.
He's always been very nice to me. I've only talked to him like, you know, once or twice or something. But can I just say, first of all, Belly, we always talk about this brosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Carolla has stayed, like Carlos Alzaraki says, in that whatever. Suspended adolescence, manosphere. He's a MAGA guy now. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jimmy Kimmel has evolved. He's had kids. He's talked like unbelievably movingly about the health struggles with his baby during the healthcare crisis. He's just become, I just think, a national treasure just in terms of his, just the way he frames the issue. I mean, he's still just as funny, but he is just, I think he's amazing.
And he went to Arizona State.
Oh, yay. Go Sun Devils.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, works good. Up.
Yeah.
Forks up. It's like that, right?
Oh,
it's like that.
Yeah. Oh, I did Hook'em Horns. My apologies to Austin. Sorry, Hook'em Horns. Fight on for old SC. Okay, get your... Oh, no, I'm flashing gang signs. ICE is going to snag me.
Oh, God.
Because we're in L.A.
Oh, my God. We have such a big show. It's going to explode like in Scanners and Mars Attacks and
Last of Us.
Right.
Yeah.
Just got even bigger.
Oh, my God. We have Carl Frisch.
Yes.
We have Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Has a big deal today here tonight here in L.A. We have former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and Dr. Doom and, of course, Dana Goldberg. And
that's a lot.
I mean, oh, my God. Right? All right. I'm wearing my I'm going to die mad about 2016.
Okay.
Sure, because speaking of seven-layer dips of mad, that's where I am now. So I put my 2024 mad on top of the 2016. Yesterday, I wore my Kamala was right about everything shirt, and then today's, And then there's the L.A. Fires mad, and now there's this mad, where we are now.
Is there the Kennedy Center mad?
Yes. Oh, my God. Did you see? Oh, that was so good for my soul. Trump got the bejesus booed out of him.
Yes, he did.
At Lincoln Center last night. Oh, my God.
And there were drag queens in the audience, too.
Oh, my God.
That had to have driven him crazy.
Oh, yes. Jessica Tarloff said this on Fox News, so you know
Gavin
he heard
Newsom
it.
Gavin Newsom is speaking for a majority of Americans. Right before we came on air, there was a new Quinnipiac poll that was released. So Donald Trump, negative 12 on approval in general, negative 11 on immigration, and negative 16 on deportations.
Wow.
He has taken his best issue and decimated it by making these deportations in a hasty way.
Yeah, I mean, we keep saying, like, how is it possible he has any approval rating? I mean, but it's obviously starting to show. This is Quinnipiac, 38% approval rating overall. And then, as she said, well underwater. And this is apparently what he won on is immigration.
It is.
43% approve, 54% disapprove. But the numbers are brutal, right? Negative 12 in general, negative 11 on immigration, as she said, negative 16 on deportations. As she said, he's taken his, I guess, which I never understood that anyway, but his best issue when decimated it because and also, oh, can we cue Art of the Deal? Here we go. I mean, this is just one. Dober says Trump just announced a trade deal with China where we go from paying a 30% tariff to a 58% tariff on Chinese goods, or 55%, excuse me, tariff on Chinese goods. This isn't a deal. This is laying down. Our costs go up an additional 25%.
Yep.
This is capitulation. Who negotiates a deal like this and calls it a win?
The Art
Taco.
Of the deal.
Taco does.
Scott Bessent was on Capitol Hill yesterday trying to answer people's questions, and he just couldn't.
Yeah,
he couldn't.
God, my crush is back on Stacey Plesket, who was so awesome during the impeachment and is hot. Yes, here she was. She was yesterday on at the House.
With gas has gone up.
Ma'am, that's incorrect.
Excuse me. Let me get something straight with you first here. I've seen you interrupt everyone. When you come to someone's house, you respect their rules. And in this house, we don't interrupt individuals. And you're not going to interrupt my time. I'm going to give you time to respond. You may want to jot down some notes about things that you don't agree with me on so that you can respond to them at that time. But while I'm speaking, as the person holding this time, you will refrain from speaking, sir, until I am done.
I look
until
to
I am done, and then I will give you time to speak. Okay.
Okay, you be Stacey Plesket. Let's just reenact the end of that. Go ahead.
You will hold your questions until I am done speaking.
He was Walter the dog.
Walter the dog. Yeah. Yep.
Isn't that what he said at the end of that? He said, oh, and then tag team with Representative Linda Sanchez.
We've already seen that prices are rising on many everyday goods.
Congresswoman,
please don't interrupt me. The time is mine. Please don't interrupt me. I will ask you questions and I will grant you an opportunity to answer them, but please don't interrupt me during my time.
With pleasure.
Okay, I know I'm a woman, but please try to limit yourself to answering my questions. No, I'm sorry, but we get talked over all the time, and I don't want that to happen at this hearing.
Oh my God, she's the mom she's Walter's mom.
Yeah,
right?
Stop interrupting me!
Stop interrupting me! No! Stop interrupting me!
Okay. Can I just say I saved another exchange, Representative Don Beyer, who is also fantastic. This was an actual dialogue. Beyer, isn't this embarrassing? Bessent, Scott Bessent, you seem to not have seen the economic data. GDP growth has been quite substantial. Beyer, GDP growth is half what it was last year, sir. Bessent, job growth is solid. Beyer, job growth is a third of what it was last year, sir. I mean, Democrats slaying with the facts.
As they said in the 90s, oh, snap.
Oh, snap. You know what? I was trying to remember what the new MSNBC weekend show reminds me of. It's Men on Film. It's two snaps up in a circle. It's two flaming gay black guys, and they're fantastic. Jonathan Capehart, I don't know who the other guy is. But if you were an A Living Color fan, I'm like, I love this show.
I don't know that you'd call Capehart flaming.
Well,
Eugene is, but...
Oh, is that?
Yeah, but I don't think Capehart is.
It's fantastic. Oh, by the way, we just got pitched Joy Reid. I said 1,000 times yes.
Yes.
So we can talk about her new project.
Yes.
Very exciting. Very excited about that. All right. How many of us, thank you for everybody posting from L.A., doing video, whatever. Wynn says, I cannot emphasize this enough. Life in Los Angeles is totally normal, completely unchanged, and anyone who tells you otherwise is engaging in political theater to justify Trump's military actions. Not a single thing other than our vert pride for our city has shifted. We still love L.A.
We do.
Once, all,
we love L.A.
Once and forever and always. We love L.A.
I love L.A.
It's my hometown.
By the way, I think we're going to have to, we're going to have to play Californians' GPS because a number of tweets. Scott said, Marines, we're here. Where are the protests at? Angelinos. Okay, so you take the 210 to the 134, head south on the 5, then transition to the 110, take the right exit off 6th Street, pass the in and out. It's true, it's one Waymo on fire. It's one Waymo.
Never go anywhere without the Californians' GPS.
You know, I want to get to that place that sells Mexican country-style chairs.
We're going to take San Vicente to where it curves into Wilshire, to the 405 North and up to Mulholland.
What? This time of day, it's going to be jammed.
Okay, I can recalculate the route. So you can take Santa Monica to Sunset and Laurel Canyon to Ventura, which would totally take you by that stand that sells fresh tangerines off Van Nuys.
Oh, dude, I changed my mind. I want to go to that scented candle shop in Melrose. Look, take Pico to the 110, then to the 101.
All right, you get the idea. Molly said the same thing. Oh, and Francis tweeted a map, because this... the size of a pinhead, the three or four blocks This is happening on. Do you know how big L.A. is? Molly says, pro tip, if you don't literally speak to anyone who lives in downtown L.A., you likely have no idea what's actually happening there. People actually from L.A. know that it can take 2.5 hours to drive from Silver Lake to Santa Monica at any given time. Someone living in Venice Beach likely has no idea what's going on in downtown L.A. Right. 95% of the time. So you, keyboard warrior from Arizona, most certainly do not either. P.S. Fox News is elder abuse. Thank you. Thank you. And they keep showing this. Someone was like, because you see the same Waymo car on fire, it's not a thousand of them. It's the same one that Fox keeps showing. And yesterday, as we were saying, they got busted for showing some footage that's 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's from 2020. What's going on over there?
I'm trying to figure out if you could take the 210 to the 134,
all
head
right,
south on the
listen,
5,
Stickler,
and then transition to the 110.
Stickler McSticklerson, it's a joke.
But there is no in and out on 6th Street.
So. No, I realize, I knew you were going to correct me on the Pat Benatar joke yesterday before I could even get to the end of the joke. It was about records. I should have said Pat Benatar turned 78, but she.
There you.
Right.
That would have been.
But she still rocks
the truth.
Like she's 45 or 33 and a third. There. I sort of. Well,
yes.
I was just reading someone else's joke, and you're like, she's not 45. I'm like, I know she's not 45. It's a joke about records and the thing we always get wrong: the spindle, the stylus, the what the thing is in the middle. That thing.
Yeah. She might have been 45 when you last saw her.
Right. She probably was. I texted. Belly yesterday to do three new Pat Benatar. Because now we've gone down the Pat Benatar wormhole.
No. Okay.
And I just texted her and I put hashtag old lady songs.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pat Benatar. So I didn't know that she's doing Invincible in her new show talking about that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's gotten political, right? Go on, Pat. Bella, you should have seen the look on her face when she watched a tape of me singing I Need a Lover with my radio station
band. It was
sheer
horror.
Oh, I've never seen a look of... You know that emoticon? Oh,
yeah.
That was it. She was like, actually, I think they modeled that after Pat Benatar watching me sing I Need a Lover. Was her going...
I'm surprised she didn't ask you for money, you know, for
and also I stole,
copyright
I stole
violation.
Her set, I stole her set list. I mean, steal is it's a... It's a, you know, it's a harsh word. She left it backstage. I was there with my friend who's a friend of hers.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, really? Are you sure you want to do Heartbreaker there? Because I really feel like maybe...
Oh, you were giving her notes?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Usually they give those out. They like, as like a gift to someone in the crowd.
Right.
Like the set list.
But someone suggested Invincible. I guess we might. Can we play it now? Why not? And then we'll break. Yeah. For you know, I think she's doing that, saying we should dedicate this to L.A., right?
Yeah.
Someone else would like it as our opening song now, because it's so current. Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
Speaking engagement in Lynchburg, Virginia this Saturday.
You booked yourself?
Yeah, someone was listening yesterday.
Oh.
And who's the head of the committee and emailed my sister, and I'm going to speak at the No Kings rally in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Saturday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're very excited. I'm very excited. I'm like, I'm in, man.
Take videos.
Yeah.
Take many
right.
videos.
In Lynchburg, Virginia, that ought to be interesting.
Well, it's a big crowd even for there. It tells you, it bears out this polling, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Trump, we'll get to this. Trump refuses to believe Fox News reporter who tells him protests are expanding.
Yeah.
He's down and going,
he's like, no, they're not.
I don't believe you. No, they're not. Everybody loves me at the Kennedy Center. Oh, yay.
He said,
okay. I like the way things are trending. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Momo. This year, we've seen it. A lot of companies, right, quick to abandon anything progressive, bend the knee, kiss the ring. Never works out well.
Right.
Bully always comes back for more lunch money, right? Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. When you switch, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, ACLU, Transgender Lounge Center, on and on. Switching to Credo, a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com for more info. Stephanie Miller, listeners, hey, you, I know you. 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code Steph25 at CredoMobile.com.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, there's no coming back when you're in the Pat Benatar rabbit hole. Yeah,
okay.
Enjoy. Yeah, we didn't survive fire to get taken down by ice. Thank you, Pat Benatar. Live from L.A., here we are. Mark said, guy from Arizona, L.A.'s on fire. Bro, you've been watching the same Waymo on fire for 5 days
right.
Straight on Fox News.
Exactly.
Thank you. Attorney Ryan said at this point, Fox could just play Black Hawk Down under the headlong live from the liberal war zone, and its viewers would totally believe
Pretty
it.
Pretty much.
Thank you. That's where we are. Oh, my God. I love this exchange yesterday. Fox reporter to Trump. The protests are spread now to 16 cities across the U.S. Trump, well, that's what you're saying. Do I believe you? I don't think so. Well, I got that from the Fox News brain room, which I love. That's like yeah. Jumbo shrimp. Or,
right.
Yeah, military yeah. intelligence. Anyway, it's fantastic. The president went on to falsely claim that the police asked him to deploy the guard. We have Harry Dunn on today, Chris, because I understand we talk about the solid wall of lies. I don't understand. I guess it's because he has conditioned whatever his dwindling base still is to believe whatever he says. Mm-hmm. That Nancy Pelosi refused the, you know, National Guard, that whatever, the L.A. police asked him to come when they very specifically asked him not to.
Right.
Oh, my God. And now, by the way, in the Department of Making Things Even Worse, the Florida douchebag Florida AG says we're sending troops to help in L.A. We don't need any help.
God.
There's no riots.
Right.
There was one Waymo on fire and some graffiti. Go to home. What is wrong with you? We need Tracy Ullman to run around in downtown L.A. going, go home. Everyone go home. Remember at the end of her
show? Yeah, that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it's current to me. as current as a Pat Benatar song.
Okay.
Am I done? No. I've got all fired up, ready to go for our L.A. Lakers championship season, which, by the way, as everyone said, there's been way more violence in sports championship celebrations in almost every city.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Attorney General Douchebag from Florida said, we'll be sending any resources we have to California to help the president carry out his mission. Oh, his mission of making things worse and making Fox News porn. He said on X, it was reported California officials rejected Florida's offer of help, suggesting if Washington made the ask, though, he will send reinforcements regardless of local wishes. Because, yeah, of course, why not?
Right.
Carl Frisch next.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison leaders have unveiled new plans they say could increase housing supply and housing options in the city. The housing shortage has become a big picture crisis in Dane County. We have some of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. By 2050, the area is expected to have 115,000 more residents than it does now. In the shorter term, city officials are planning to add 15,000 housing units by 2030 to keep up with that population growth. Now they're proposing new city legislation that would make it easier to meet those goals and add more housing. Duplexes are currently allowed in about one-third of the city, but one of these proposals would allow duplexes everywhere. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
About one block around my house, and there's a number of one units, there's several two units, there's a three unit just down the block from me. You go a couple more blocks out, we've got a bunch more duplexes and some four units, and I've got one of the most popular neighborhoods in Madison right now. So what we're trying to do is make it legal to build the kinds of neighborhoods that used to get built in Madison that people want to live in.
The package also includes allowing people with what they call deep lots to split up their property so another unit can be built in their backyard. Creating more housing in established neighborhoods can be a tough sell to residents. But Alder Tagevers says doing it with proposals like this, which are not targeting big apartment buildings, can make a difference.
Density is a dirty word for some. Not all the changes, however, that we need to embrace are dramatic. Allowing duplexes by right in all areas of the city adds gentle density, imposing rather modest changes to our city's housing landscape.
These proposals have a lot of sponsors. They are expected to pass the Common Council. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms, low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago, but now I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
At SAMHSA.gov.
if they're not helping with the protests, what are the National Guard doing? Apparently, they're accompanying ICE on their raids. Look at this picture posted by Pete Hegseth. For those keeping score, that is three heavily armed men protecting two heavily armed men from what appears to be an unarmed man. And is this true? I'm being told Hegseth will soon send in four Marines to cover the three National Guard members to protect the two ICE agents who will arrest an old woman who swallowed a fly. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Comedians are desperately necessary right yep. now. Bree said, well, wildfires in L.A. kill 30, destroy billions in property. You're on your own. Five driverless rideshare cars on L.A. in fire. Scramble 700 Marines and the National Guard. You understand how this is so salt in the wound to us here in L.A.? Kristen Johnson, our friend from Third Rock and other numerous other shows, said, think about it. If L.A. really was under siege and in danger of being destroyed, you know he'd just sit back and let it burn just like he did during the fires in January. Yeah. Thank you. Look who's here.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Former L.A. boy, I know you feel our pain, Carl Frisch.
Yeah. It's pretty awful. I grew up in Los Angeles, so seeing the bravado and the attempt to look like the strong man is disconcerting.
Can I just say, you'll particularly, as an L.A. boy, I just love this joke. Mr. W. said, if Kamala was president, the only people in L.A. that would be mad right now are the ones who parked underneath a jacaranda tree.
Yes.
I'll just explain that to you. These beautiful,
beautiful
purple
trees
in Los Angeles, but, oh when they God. Bloom, they're it's so beautiful that they are so sticky.
Right.
If your car is anywhere near them. Okay. All right, Carl. I mean, listen, put on your political strategist hat. Holy cow, New Quinnipiac. Trump's approval is 38%, disapprove 54. The big, beautiful bill, 53% opposed, 27% support. Handling of immigration, the issue he supposedly won on, 54% disapprove, 43% approve. Talk to us about where we are on the eve of these big, giant protests, which Trump doesn't believe are going to happen.
Fake news. None of those polls are real. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's
what
the talking point will be.
Yeah.
But look, this is part of the plan, right, to silence dissent in this country, to silence protest. Look what he said about the potential of having protesters at his birthday parade this weekend.
Yep.
His birthday military parade. He said he would crush the protesters.
Yeah.
So, you know, this all goes hand in hand. Wanting to open Alcatraz, wanting to open Gitmo to migrants. All of this stuff is designed to make him look like a strong man.
Yeah. And can I say another thing you probably know from living in L.A.? I've said this many times, Carl. The hardest working, nicest people I know in Los Angeles are Mexican. You know, and it is just infuriating. I loved Mrs. Betty Bowers, America's Best Christian.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. She said you can't call immigrants lazy moochers looking for government handouts and then round up them up at Home Depots where you know they're looking for work. You can't say immigrants don't follow the rules and then round them up in courthouses where they're following the rules. Get your lies straight. So there you have it, right?
Right. I think people want sensible immigration policy where people have a path to citizenship.
Yes.
But, you know, push comes to shove. People are not down for the cruelty. And sometimes with this administration, often, regularly, usually, cruelty's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. So can we look at, by the way, here's the other one I loved. Katie said, drive around any neighborhood in Philly, you'll see Irish flags and Italian flags. If you're cool with that, but seeing a Mexican flag makes you mad, you've got some major soul searching to do. I mean, it's just the inherent racism at the bottom of all of it, isn't it?
That's certainly a big chunk of it, for sure. But the nationalism goes with the xenophobia, right? These things are like the handmade of, the same type of movement.
Yeah.
So when someone stokes nationalism, it is not far followed behind by this type of bigotry.
So we keep asking the question out here where I think America gets 40% of its produce from, you know, which American is going to work 12 hours in the blazing sun picking, you know, crops for $5 an hour? And can I just say, even if they did pay a living wage, I don't know how many, you know, how many white people would sign up, quite honestly. We were talking about our youth when your mom would try to trick you into going to a strawberry farm to pick strawberries. And, you know, whiny white kids, trust me, lasted like 5 minutes. I was one of them. I'm like, yeah, there's bugs. I'm hot. I hear Mr. Softy. This one, by the way, MAGA's Glen Valley food processing plant in Omaha, Nebraska, was raided by ICE, 80-plus taken into custody. That's 80-plus jobs you can fill. Slaughterhouse cleaners are needed. Yeah, $7.25 an hour, no benefits. Any takers? I mean, this is such a bull issue, Carl. It really is.
Well, and you know, in the broader context of the attack on California, it's like a giver state that provides a significant economic boon to the U.S. bottom line, so that red southern states can, you know, continue to take more from the government than they give. And then you do look at industries like this. So they're not only attacking California for, you know, what it does technologically with tariffs and everything else. They're attacking other major industries in California. People probably have no idea how much produce they eat from California.
Yeah.
And so it would be nice for a change if the economic policy of this country was not attack what's working.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have you ever seen the film A Day Without a Mexican about L.A.? Yeah. I mean, it's. Okay, so let's look at his other disastrous failures. So Trump announced a trade deal with China in which tariffs, which we pay as consumers, will increase from 30% to 55%. Genius. Tired of all the winning yet, someone tweets. I mean,
But the Chinese pay an extra 10% on goods from us.
Right. Yeah. Art of the deal.
Great deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
The art of the deal.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Carly says Trump quit the Iran nuclear deal in 2018 despite verified Iranian compliance. The result, Iran ramped up enrichment to nuclear weapons grade. Now in June 25, we're evacuating embassies. Decisions have consequences. We're still living in Trump's first term fallout. Escalation is on him everywhere, mm-hmm. L.A. included, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a perfect time to really get under the skin of all of our allies, you know? To slap tariffs on everybody around the world, to be erratic in your decision making. It is a perfect time for that type of leadership in the White House.
You know, I don't know where you fall on the Gavin Newsom meter, but man, he is, I think, you know, playing this perfectly just in terms of demonstrating. I mean, we're a long way from 2028, but just demonstrating rapid response the way we should do it. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was one of the people that tweeted, what's happening in California would never happen here in Arkansas because we value order over chaos. Newsom tweeted right back, your homicide rate is literally double California's. I mean, you've got to just pelt them with the facts every time, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're very impressed with Gavin Newsom because he's following the Constitution and he's standing up for the Constitution and the rule of law.
That's a low bar. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a very low bar. And that's not to say that he's not doing a good job here. But it's a bar that anybody in public office should be able to meet. Unfortunately, it looks like, you know, he's winning an Olympic gold medal in comparison to many of the people who are in public office today, including the White House and including Governor Huckabee.
So, Carl, where do you come down on this David Hogg thing? So DNC Vice Chair David Hogg announced that he will step down amid what he calls a crisis of confidence and complacency in the party. He said, I'm not running for the new DNC vice chair election because they're, you know, whatever rules thing, they're going to do it again. So he said, criticizing, quote, a serious lack of vision from Democratic leaders, too many of them asleep at the wheel, the culture of seniority, which has resulted in Democrats dying in office, have helped hand Republicans a expanded majority. I like a lot of what David Hogg has done, and certainly, you know, as a gun safety. What's happening? What's happening? Am I getting played off my own show?
No.
Good night, Carl. Okay. you know, injecting new blood into the party and younger blood and, you know, being able to communicate. But I do, when we are facing down literal fascism, particularly here in L.A., I do understand why a lot of people in the party have a problem with spending our money and our resources to primary other Democrats rather than to, you know, go after Republicans and fight this authoritarian takeover. What do you think?
Well, to be clear, the money that he's spending on that stuff is money that was raised for that purpose, right? It's not, this is Democrats who believe that that's what we should be doing. It's not the DNC's money that was given to elect the Democratic Congress being used to fund primaries.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people get those two conflated. I think there's a path for everybody in this party, and I think right. It would be wise. I look at how AOC has kind of evolved in office.
Yeah.
And I think that it's wise to take whatever path is most likely to assure a Democratic majority in Congress.
Agreed. Yeah.
And to take advantage of what President Trump and the MAGA majority in the House and Senate are serving up on a weekly basis to crystallize the narratives for voters in this country.
Yeah, and I get it's a sticky wicket because, you know, I know he'd said, oh, he wouldn't primary Pelosi or Jan Schakowsky because they're effective. Well, then the question becomes, so who decides? Like, does David Hogg decides who's effective or who's too old or who's, you know, like, I mean, I think it's not always necessarily age. But anyway, I just think we're really such an existential threat right now. I really hope we, you know. Pull it together. Get it together.
Get it together. Yes.
Okay. All right.
It may feel like it's already been 2 years, but it's only been 6 months.
I know. So. Yeah. I know. Yeah. All right.
We've got to get there.
Yep. All right. Love you, Carl Frisch.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. 45 minutes after the hour. Hal Sparks coming up in just a second. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. If you're still tossing and turning at night and feeling edgy. Not in a good way.
Edgy.
Not in a comedic, like, edgy way.
Edgy.
Just a bad way. Okay. Millions are turning to CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. It's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. Right, Bonnie and Clyde? Yeah. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and have not found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. Right now, save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. That's CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're following up on a story from last summer when Georgia's State Elections Board voted to allow county election board members to conduct their own investigations before certifying an election, potentially throwing the elections into chaos. The state Supreme Court threw out that and other fringe rules on June 10th. The Georgia Elections Board approved partisan, conspiracy-driven rules just 90 days before the 2024 election, including allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct their own reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule approved in September required a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Pro-voter groups challenged the rules, and last October, a district court judge ruled they were enacted too close to the election and were too disruptive. The Republican National Committee and the Georgia GOP appealed for an emergency order, which was declined until after the election. In a victory for voters, the Georgia Supreme Court found June 10th that most of the election board's new rules were not enabled by state statute. The court allowed surveillance cameras at drop boxes, but struck down most others, including reasonable inquiry investigations, post-election document examination, hand counting, and IDs for family members dropping off mail ballots. Two other rules were sent back to lower courts. We have the 96-page order at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Summer. Yes. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, live from Los Angeles. Yep. Thank you, Tim. He says, I have an army of Cub reporters. Uh-huh. In case anyone was wondering, the National Guard is protecting federal buildings in a very small area around City Hall and across the freeway to Alvera Street. Maybe five square blocks, that's it. Nobody's rioting. The 101 is open now. I've seen bigger civil disturbances working 7 years of Black Fridays at Macy's. Okay. So yeah. Thanks. Mark safe. Mark
yep.
us safe.
Yep.
And Hal Sparks is here.
Hey, Hal.
So things just keep getting better. Hal Sparks is in L.A.
Yeah, I know. Well, I came here to inspect the giant crater where L.A. used to be.
Yeah,
you know,
burned to the ground.
For years, we've been talking about how, you know, Portland burned to the ground and you can't go there anymore, even though we did a fantastic show there. But
and Seattle. We Sexy Liberal Tour played a number of cities that have burned entirely to the ground. So
yeah, after they've already burned to the ground.
Yeah.
So I figured it was, you know, I wanted to collect all five, I guess. And so here I am in Los Angeles, and I want to go see what was, you know what I mean? Because I've always been a big fan of Planet of the Apes. And, you know, when the buildings are all overgrown with grass and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to be the first person there when it happens.
This is just, you know, this is just green screen, microphone, studio.
Yeah.
I am just on cinders.
We don't
right
exist
now.
Anymore.
Yeah, you're an AI avatar. Yeah. They created, just to continue so some people feel comfortable. I'm going to go down there later on today and just inspect. I mean, can you inspect damage if everything's gone? Well, you get the point.
Listen, you're here for, first of all, happy Pride, everybody.
Yes.
Hal Sparks
is
here for a big, fat, important reason. Tell
That's
us
right. Tonight is a QAF, Queer as Folk reunion at the New House in Hollywood for the Pride events for Hollywood this year. People can go to, they can look at Pride Live is the thing. Like, Google that for QAF tickets. And that's tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. A bunch of people are going to be there.
Yeah.
Me and Sharon Gless and Bobby Gant and Scott Lowell and Peter Page and Michelle Clooney and Taya Gill and our exec producers Ron Cowan and Dan Lippman. And that'll be like the first time I've seen them since before COVID, Ron and Dan. So very excited. Yeah.
In honor of Pride, can you give Sharon Gless, aka Cagney, a big, deep, soulful tongue kiss from me? Say that
is my mother on the show,
right.
So that might
be
a little difficult.
Listen, you can take one for the team.
Look, I will abduct her and bring her by the house. I won't be that far away.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah. You can do it. You can administer it personally, and I'm sure it would be fine. I'll bring Kay and Michelle as well.
Yay! It's an important time for allies like you to be here because it's just when you have an administration that takes Harvey Milk off of battleship and says, oh, yeah, we waited till Pride Month to do it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It just glories in being a bag of D's every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're doing the same thing with, like, certain black leaders as close to Juneteenth as they possibly can. That's, again, the cruelty is the point. And a lot of this is just a display. I will say, though, the upside, if there is a silver lining to any of this, is that the display is very obvious because they're so far behind on their promises that they made, because there aren't nearly as many people that are undocumented in the United States as they say they are. You know, this whole 25 million number that he kept making up just doesn't exist. Yeah. So they've got to make these big, noisy splashes to make up to the maggots, because they're all upset, like, where is all this stuff? And if they figure that out, they might start asking about the Epstein files again, and then it all goes back.
Yeah. By the way, Hal, I keep wondering this, like, what if they're such horrible murderers and multiple rapists, why haven't you arrested them? Why'd you wait for this big, dumb reality show? Like, really?
These horrible, hardened gang members and murderers. Find them. The reason is they can't find them because they're all committing fraud in USAID and they're just nearly invisible. All the fraud, waste, and abuse, they're hiding behind it, and so it's impossible to see them.
Yeah, I mean, Covey said, which dangerous MS-13 gang member would be working at a Home Depot, 7-Eleven meatpacking plant, or as a day laborer? I mean,
how far has MS-13 fallen that their guys have to pick up jobs on the weekend at Home Depot? You know, like, I thought they were the most vicious gang in the world. There's no money in that. I guess we should all be glad that it's a failing industry.
So here's what I love, too. Everybody says, oh, well, my, grandparents did this legally. Somebody tweeted, don't forget the U.S. had open borders until 1924. When your grandparents came here, quote unquote, legally, they just bought a boat ticket and had it on over.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. That, depending on the country, obviously, they're very selectively for and against, they would love all the, like, Swedish models to come over via Trump's buddy who did the modeling company or whatever. You know, you can never have enough of those.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, my favorite game to play is watch the guy who hired these folks cry because he voted for Trump and his dudes have been swept up. There's a roofing company in Florida that was basically just shut down because Trump's guys arrested all his folks. And here's the thing. They all had valid asylum claims. None of them were anywhere near being, the expiration date on them. But Trump and his people just decided, man, we're just going to rescind all of them. And that guy's entire work crew, who he hired legally because they were here on asylum claims, are all gone. His business is decimated. And he wasn't just weeping about the lost business. He's like, these people have become my friends and stuff. And I'm like, only someone had warned you.
Yeah. And again, all of these keyboard warriors, not one of them is going to want to work on your roof in the blazing sun for 12 hours.
Right.
I mean,
if they even are in the country, even if they are real people and not just bots online.
Exactly.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Like, he's doing amazing amounts of work to please foreign bots online, to get the attention and love of foreign bots.
So, Hal, we did DC Sexy Liberal with Harry Dunn, who's going to join us in just a few minutes. And, Covey with another one. Maggots saying Pelosi stopped Trump from deploying the National Guard on January 6th. Like that man would ever listen to a woman telling him no. I mean, he just repeats the same lies over and over again, right?
Well, right now he's got Kash Patel and a couple of others that will reinforce it in the softest language possible. Without telling you, of course, that when they did offer him in the first place, when they were on, the people they offered to be on the streets couldn't have any weapons or shields. They would basically just be standing around like doormen. And by the way, just standing there to be victimized. Secondly, in retrospect, sure, January 6th, you probably would have wanted a bunch of National Guard there beforehand. But why would anybody honestly think that someone would have to worry about an attack on the Capitol, a physical attack? Like, it's insane that people should have. The defense from MAGA is, well, it was Trump. Of course we were going to attack. Like, how did they not know we were going to attack? Like, it's such an absurd defense in this situation.
Yeah.
So, they're going to rework this. Harry's going to be on my morning show tomorrow as well. So we're going to talk. I get to talk to him as well, which would be great for a couple hours. So
circle of love. I love this. I saved this tweet for you. The worst part is after all this is over, we actually are going to have to make America great again.
Yeah.
And Hal Sparks will be one of the superheroes, the Avengers on the front
lines
of that. Go see him if you're here in L.A. Listen to the show every day. We love you, Hal Sparks.
Love you, too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Harry
Thank
Dunn.
You so much.
Harry Dunn next.
Pride Live tonight, 7 o'clock. Rock, Newhouse, QAS.
Yes!
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will give us a Max Inc. preview, and we'll talk to Savannah Tomei Olson about the No Kings protests.
And John and Gordy will play Kings at the event.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 240 people fear dead in northwest India following a plane crash in the city of Ahmedabad. The plane went down just after takeoff and hit a residential neighborhood. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney has more on what we know.
Pilot had 8,200 hours of experience. This was an 11-year-old plane, and it was loaded with fuel. It was going from India to London Gatwick Airport. That's roughly a 10-hour flight, so you can imagine with all that fuel and you have impact with the building, the explosion there. We don't know about the co-pilot yet.
The police chief in that city says it's believed no one survived. American personnel and their families being pulled from embassies and bases in parts of the Middle East as tensions escalate between Iran and Israel, the UN's nuclear watchdog censuring Iran over its nuclear enrichment. Protests over federal immigration enforcement raids go on. The curfew in downtown L.A. remains in effect. This is ABC News.